You have been waiting for this night. Patiently? No. 12 moons have cycled through their phases, and the seasons have passed mostly ignored, and you have waited. Patiently? No. Anxiously. The ecstasy you experienced a year ago has made each moment from then until now arduous, almost a burden to be alive. It has only been the vivid memories of that night of pure heathen Hinduism that has forced you to endure the long wait through all the days until again. This night, All Hallowed Eve. It is on this night that dusk blurs the lines between the land of the living and where darkness resides, where through the thick mist of the underworld, afterlife and the living flesh collide, waiting for this one and only night. Your persistence has been rewarded as your anxiety turns to a constant wetness and ache of hardened nipples. The mind races now as the last glimmers of dim light fade, like a cat in a corner you cannot escape, and your brain shrieks to flee. But your body remembers and commands you to freeze. It remembers too. Not just remembers, but it has memorized that night, playing the scene over and over and over again throughout the longitude of time. And it starves for you, hungers for you. It will feast. Between the linear wisps of brown and gray, a form slowly makes its way, step, step by step. And your tearing eyes distort the image, but you don't need to see. The form that approaches is rough and jagged, a silhouette of hair, horns, and naked. The encircling smoke is sucked in and exhaled through flaring nostrils, and the scent of your cunt is so pungent to it. Through tight pursed lips, a tongue catches the air, a slurp, a grin, its stare. Eyes red and bold like black bowls of blood. A goat, a serpent, a dog. A beast brought forth for one intent, to leave you emotionally disabled and sexually spent. And you have left no moment wasted. You have prepared yourself, pampered and beautied, scented oils and curled hair, knowing full well it matters not. Simply a mere comfort to the waiting game. It does not care. Close. A fraction away, breath of dung and musk of death, its touch of broken nailed fingertips caress your skin. Yes, yes, there is time for this. It will savor every sensation, absorbing your delicacy in parts and as a whole. close. You can see it now. Every wrinkle of dried, mucused skin. The coarse beard like needles and pins. You avert your eyes and look to the ground, but below its waist, hooves are found. And a cock. Indescribable in appearance. It dangles and twitches and drools as it gets hard. Eyes transfixed and focused, your hands gravitate to this rising stalk, and you grip it and hold it tight. This night. This night. To have. To hold. It tilts its head back and grits its teeth, pushing onto your stomach and between your tits. The sickening fear that this cock you hold will be fucking you. You are too hypnotized to care or even know how disgusting and gross this act is to bear. With full hand, it pushes you down to your knees. You stretch your mouth and strain your jaw to accommodate this cock. You want to be so good to it. You ache with desire to satisfy, for you know that the ultimate pleasure will be granted in kind. So huge in your mouth. There is no choice but to gnaw on it with your teeth. But this only heightens the lust. Eyes stare down, hypnotizing into a rhythmic movements, gyrating like a slow wobbling spinning top. You are doing well. Very well. It is pleased. And with that, an oozing flood of stank cum pushes its way down your throat. So hungry, you little slut, as if it was life's blood. Suck, gulp, and lick it clean. Good. Dizzy from the hypnotic rhythms, you sway, catching your breath, wiping the cum slime from your chin and cheeks. This shadow of deliverance standing before you grins and reaches down to bind each wrist in its calloused hands. And by just this hold, you are yanked high in the air, twisting and kicking merely just to gain your bearings. And its long, snail tongue tastes every morsel of your skin, leaving you slathered from head to toe. Well lubricated, it skewers you unceremoniously, sliding in and out just fine. The oils and sweat allows free, unrestricted resistance as you are flopped up and down on the rigid tool. This immeasurable serpent that protrudes from its mouth wraps down and around your body to find its mark, probing your anus and fucking that tight little virgin hole. You are filled. Filled full to the extreme. The rotten teeth gnash at your neck and shoulders. All the tastes and all the flavors. Slurp. You come to your senses only to find that you have been thrown down, ass up, face down, and being pummeled from behind. The pounding is relentless. Its hooves stomp your legs, looking for leverage. Its full weight of the body mauls and molests in primal destruction. Eyes rolled back, vacant and gone. How long has it been? Minutes? Hours? Days? How long? How long? And with a demonic scream of that of a crow and a goat, it dumps its seed into you, spurting from all sides of your cunt, so much so your stomach distends and bloats. What a quivering mess both have made. The drool, the cum, the dirt. You, utterly spent, lying in a heap, and the form slowly treads back into the mist, exhausted from its toil. Your body left scraped, cut, and soiled. Dark, shivering, broken, but alive. It is said that our worst nightmare comes where we feel most safe. In your bedroom, where you lie wide awake. And you will never be the same for one full year. To wait again as the hallowed night draws near.